The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on January 19, 2002, in Belgaum, India.
Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
I would like to wholeheartedly express my deep gratitude to all of the wonderful persons who have assembled here tonight to celebrate Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival. Indeed, it is a glorious expression of your good intelligence to come here this evening. Sripad Suhotra Swami Maharaj has eloquently explained the great importance of associating with saintly persons. It is the most important consideration in our lives who we associate with. It is the law of nature that who or what you associate with, you become like that. Our beloved Guru Maharaj would often give an example. Srila Prabhupada said, if you put a rod in fire, it becomes red and hot like fire. Someone may say, but it is still an iron rod, it is not fire. Then you touch it and see. If you touch the rod, because its association with fire, you become as burnt as if you touch fire directly. If you put that iron rod in ice, it will become as cold as ice. Similarly, according to who and what we associate with in this world, our consciousness takes on that quality. Sripad Suhotra Swami Maharaj quoted the beautiful song by Govinda Das.
Bajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Tarahae Babo Sindare.
It is a prayer to one's own mind. What the mind associates with will determine the quality of your life. My dear mind, please meditate upon worshiping and remember Sri Nanda Nandana. Because in worshiping his lotus feet, you become fearless. The prominent quality in this world is fear. Most everything that we do in our life is directly or indirectly impelled by fear. Due to fear of poverty, we work so hard through the day. Due to fear of the cold, we dress warm. We fear our enemies, we fear disease, and ultimately we fear death itself. But when we worship Sri Nandanandana, we become fearless. Because in knowing Krishna, in loving Krishna, we realize the true nature of ourself, which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. To realize the nature of the soul and its relationship with Bhagavan is the only real purpose of this human existence. Durlabha manava janama satsange taraho evavo sindare. This human form of life is so rare. There are 8,400,000 species of life. These eternal soul is evolving through these various species. The difference between human life and the lower species is the human being can stop the repetition of birth and death and find its eternal happiness in the spiritual world. How rare is this human birth? And we're only allowed to live at the most 80, 90 years. How precious is every moment of this birth? And what is the most valuable, precious thing in all of creation? To associate with devotees, with a sadhu. Because that association can help us cross over the ocean of suffering. Krishna is all attractive. Krishna is all pure. Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksam sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whatever condition of life we may be in, whoever we may be, if we associate with Pavitra, the all-pure Krishna, we become purified within and without. Who is a real sadhu? A person who is constantly remembering Krishna. A person who is striving to render service to Krishna at every moment. Such a person is Krishna-ized. Krishna manifests himself through the sadhu. When we associate with sadhu, we are associating with Krishna because he is always in the association of Krishna. How is he always associating with Krishna? By always serving Krishna. By taking pleasure in hearing about Krishna. And by constantly chanting his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In the association of sadhus, Krishna manifests himself within our lives. Krishna is all merciful. He will always protect his devotee. It is his promise. Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Declare it boldly, Arjuna. My devotee will never perish. But in order to make real spiritual progress, we must have faith in this promise of the Lord. Because we will be tested. The nature of this world is whether you're devotee or not devotee, there will be mishaps, crises, and tragedies in your life. These are coming generally in reaction to our previous karma. A materialistic person, when crisis and tragedy comes, they take shelter of material means, material persons, material things, material ways, and they go deeper into the bondage of karma. But a devotee takes shelter of Krishna, and in doing so becomes liberated from all karma. In the association of devotees, we gain transcendental faith. That faith can carry us across all the obstacles of material creation. But without that faith, we are easily carried away by Maya. Therefore, all of our spiritual strength is dependent on the faith we develop in the association of devotees. In the Neophyte platform, we are dealing with our material conditions, and we're trying to somehow or other pray to the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees to deliver us. But Krishna, sometimes he puts his own devotees in very difficult situations just to show the world how they respond to that crisis by taking shelter of the Lord. Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman purityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Through the lives of his devotees, he shows us how this is possible. See how little 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj was persecuted in life-threatening conditions, but never gave up his faith in the path of bhakti. It was to teach the world that the Lord allowed Prahlad to be put in those conditions. There's a very beautiful story about how once Lord Jagannath put his devotee in a very dangerous condition. There was a devotee named Murari. Very great devotee of Jagannath, living his whole life in Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham. Very simple, very humble. Every day he would go to Lord Jagannath's temple and worship Baladev, Subhadra and Jagannath with pure love. And the people of Puri loved him very much. One night when he was sleeping, Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream and said, "I am hungry. I want to eat jackfruit. But not only any jackfruit. It must be the jackfruit from the trees in the king's personal garden." Murari said, "No one's allowed in the king's garden. Whatever is in the king's garden is meant for the king. If you like, I will tell the king in the morning and he will give you some jackfruit." Jagannath said, "No, I want jackfruit now. But if I get caught in the king's garden, I will be imprisoned, I will be beaten, I may be killed." Lord Jagannath said, "Do not be afraid, I will protect my devotees. You go immediately to the king's garden, and I will personally meet you there. And together we will collect the best jackfruits from the king's trees." So Murari woke up from his sleep and went to the outside of the boundary wall of the king's garden. There were military guards all around protecting it from thieves. Lord Jagannath took the form of a cowherd boy, Gopal, and he met Murari outside the wall. He said, "Come, let's get jackfruits. Follow me." Gopal jumped up and climbed on top of the wall and then jumped over the wall. Murari climbed up the wall, got to the top and jumped over. Then Gopal said, "I'll climb the trees and I'll throw the jackfruits down for you and you hold them till I come down." Murari said, "Please be quiet. These guards have big, big sticks." It was about midnight. Gopal climbed a jackfruit tree. He was picking the best, ripest, biggest jackfruits and throwing them down, and Murari was catching them. He had whole arms full of jackfruits. And Gopal was making so much noise, shaking the branches. So much noise that the guards heard it. They came running to that place in great anger. "Who is the thief stealing the fruits from the king's trees?" They came running, and there they saw Murari with his arms full of the king's jackfruits. At that moment, Gopal disappeared. They said, in great anger, red, fearful eyes, they said, "Who are you? You are a thief. You are breaking the law. You are stealing from the king. Therefore, you must be punished." They began to beat him with sticks. Then they dragged him to prison. They said, "Tell me, what do you have to say?" He said, Lord Jagannath told me to do this. What nonsense! Lord Jagannath told you to do this. We will report you to the king. So the next day, the news came to the king. He said, what is this nonsense? Jagannath told him to go into my garden to steal my precious jackfruits. He should be beaten and imprisoned. That night, the king went to sleep. Then Jagannath came to him in a dream and told him, Murari picked those jackfruits under my order. He is my pure devotee. He is completely surrendered to me. If you cause any harm to him, you will die. But if you honor him, worship him, and serve him, then you will truly be my devotee and attain the perfection of life. The king told the guards this. The king came to the prison cell and surrendered his life to Murari and accepted him as his spiritual master. The guards were weeping and crying, and they begged forgiveness and accepted Murari as their spiritual master. He was released from prison, and the whole city of Puri was glorifying the pure devotion of Murari. So Lord Jagannath showed the purity. If one surrenders to his will, he will ultimately be victorious. Even though for his purification or for instruction to the world, in the interim period there may be some apparent difficulty. Therefore, in the path of spiritual life, we have to continue with faith. Through the various obstacles, trials, and tribulations we may have to pass through. And that faith becomes the very natural quality of our heart when we are in the association of sadhus who have faith. Sadhu does not mean simply one who has long hair, beard, or shaved head. Sadhu is not a question of dress or hairstyle. A sadhu is one who has deep faith and devotion in the heart. Such a sadhu could be in a man's body or a woman's body. Such a sadhu can be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or outcast by material standards. Such a sadhu can be a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord with sincere devotion and is always chanting his name, that is sadhu. One who knows the science of devotion. One who is forgiving, compassionate, equal to all living beings, and constantly absorbed in remembering Krishna, that is sadhu. Krishna says, my devotees are always chanting my names and glories. Srila Prabhupada explained the nature of a devotee is he is deeply attached to Krishna. Lord Kapila Dev describes in Srimad Bhagavat that the same attachments we have for the pleasures of this world, if we can somehow transfer that attachment to a sadhu, then our life will be perfect. Because in the association of devotees, our attachment to Krishna will naturally grow. Krishna, who is Bhagavan, the supreme, most beautiful, wealthy, knowledgeable, strong, famous, and renounced. All the qualities we are striving to try to find pleasure in, Krishna is the reservoir of those qualities. As we become attached to Krishna, our love for Krishna grows more and more. Simultaneously, the diseased fever of attachment to the temporary things of this world becomes less and less and less. This is the glorious result of associating with devotees. Srila Prabhupada described to us that the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is simply to give all people of all categories, all over the world, the opportunity to associate with devotees, to develop faith in the personality of Godhead. And with that faith, everything that happens within our life will only enrich and deepen our spiritual love. And it's to give that opportunity to everyone that Jagannath comes on his chariot to perform his pastime of Rath Yatra. It is a pastime of mercy, causeless mercy. And thus, such a merciful personality as Srila Prabhupada established this Rath Yatra throughout the entire world. I am very deeply indebted to all those persons who participated in working so hard to make this Rath Yatra possible. It is a 2-day event, but it has taken many months of day and night, great labor of sincere devotees to organize it and make it possible. The artists who made the dioramas, the cooks who without any pay are cooking for thousands of people a day. These devotees selflessly worked so hard. Yesterday they served out 13,000 full plates of Jagannath's prasad. Let us offer our appreciation. And devotees, they went all the way to Puri driving Jagannath Baladevan trucks, the roads on Orissa and through Karnataka and all these states, Andhra Pradesh, to get here. Very difficult. The devotees who are spending so much of their time and energy in the booths offering books and prasad. The devotees who organized and arranged this incredible pandal. The devotees who were working with the city officials for permissions. The devotees who will be performing this drama. And all the devotees who in every way assisted in this wonderful festival, I offer my deepest obeisances. I offer my deep gratitude to the city officials of this great city of Belgaum, to the mayor and the commissioners and the police for giving us access on the main roads through downtown to purify the entire environment with Hari Nam and Jagannath's darshan. And the police who were serving Jagannath like his Kshatriya guards with their sticks in hands. And a special thanks to the committee members. Very prominent, respectable citizens of Belgaum who utilized their resources, their intelligence, and their precious energy to work very hard to make this wonderful offering to human society. The names of all these wonderful souls are too many to name at this time, but please accept personally within your heart our deepest thankfulness. Everybody, please loudly chant Hari Bol to all these wonderful souls.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
And I would like to offer my very deep thanks on behalf of Radha Gokulananda Temple, Srila Prabhupada, to the very special, wonderful citizens of Belgaum, who with their natural and simple devotional propensities have come forward by the thousands to celebrate the Lord's mercy upon human society. I pray to Srila Prabhupada, to Sri Baladev Subhadra and Jagannath, to bless you all with their infinite mercy. And I thank my two god brothers, Shripad Suhotra Maharaj and His Grace Sri Radhakund Prabhu, for so kindly coming all this way to give us their association. And I thank Devamrit Prabhu, who is so perfectly representing the true teachings of Bhagavad Gita in leading the people of Belgaum back home to the spiritual world. And my deepest obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose pure compassionate desire we have all come together as one wonderful family in the devotional service of Lord Krishna, who is inundating Belgaum and the world with the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Thank you very much.